Bear Podcast
363.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And welcome to episode 363.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And we are in our individual places.
That's right.
And Ray with this backdrop again, Star Wars backdrop. So welcome, guys.
I'm in a galaxy far, far away, while Maynard's just in Humble.
I'm just in, what is it, South Dallas?
Something like that.
Yeah, so welcome, guys. Welcome to the show again. And we have new listeners probably watching. And
yay, new listeners. We always like
people
new
from
listeners.
California and people from Louisiana, hey. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. So, Ray. Oh,
yes, Maynard.
How are you? How are you doing today?
Okay, Maynard. I am doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Did you get a good nap?
Did you get a good nap on my chair yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I did. It was pretty good.
See, Maynard came over after softball yesterday, took a shower at my place, was going to watch TV with me, sat down on the chair, and next thing I know.
I was too tired. I was so tired. What can I say? It's just a whole day of
poor little Nard.
Yeah, it's a whole day of softball. So we're just good. What else happened? Well, that's pretty much it. We just really did the whole day Sunday. But first, oh, I forgot to mention. I put it in my notes here. Okay, let's talk about yours first, Ray. So what happened to you this weekend?
Well, Friday night I went bowling with the boys. And our regular bowling alley, which is down in Bel Air, which is the Palace, was booked up. It was like some kind of big group thing that had pretty much rented the whole thing out. So we couldn't get a lane. So we called a couple of the other bowling alleys, and the only one that really had any lanes was Winfrey, which was up way off 290 close to the Beltway, which if you know anything about Houston, that's 30 minutes away from where we were. So mm-hmm. So we jumped in our cars and went up there and got up there, and it was full of families and their little kids.
Aww.
And it was annoying as fuck because the parents weren't making the kids mind, and you're trying to bowl and the kids all walking in your lane messing with your balls. One of the dads snapped at one of the guys on our party, and he was like, look, I'm just trying to get my ball. If your kid's in the way, what do you want me to do?
Yeah,
I mean, but it just got odd. So usually when we bowl, we come up with different fun names.
Oh yeah,
there were so many kids and parents and stuff there, we became contraceptive devices.
Oh really? Yeah. What were you? IUD? What was your name?
I'm trying to remember. What was I?
Yeah,
IUD.
IUD. You know, so. When bowling, it is fun sometimes just to think about the names, because using your normal name, it's normal. Everybody's doing it. But, you know, we used to use drag names, which is really funny sometimes. And you guys used contraceptive names.
Yeah. So, you know, somebody was pull out.
Pull out?
Somebody was to peel. You know, Julio was a condom.
Oh, he's so generic.
So, anyway, it was fun. And we just got bowling good, and all of a sudden the lights went off, and the black lights come in, the disco ball started rolling, and the lights started flashing, and the hip-hop music started playing, so it got really interesting. It was like, okay. Although mm-hmm. they could have had better hip-hop music. I was kind of not impressed with the music selection they were playing.
Oh, okay.
I was expecting better.
But. Oh. Well, that's bowling for you. It's rock and ball. I don't really like rock and ball. I don't like it to be too dark. They like it to be too flashy and eh.
It wasn't that flashy. It was dark with the back lights.
Oh yeah, it's dark.
Flashing, but mm-hmm. you know, I'd have been okay with this. I just had some better music. So we bowled two games and then we left. So
mm-hmm.
so and yeah. that was it.
That was
and
it.
then Saturday we did the Bear Watch storage clean out, get all that straightened up, and got a bunch of mess done, straightened up there in the little storage, getting ready for Bear Watch. Pretty much Saturday, most of the weekend I slept.
Oh, good for you.
I went to the doc last week because I'd been having a problem sleeping for a month or so now, and he gave me some really nice pills to take.
Nice.
And I think they're crazy pills, but they seem to be working, so I ain't going to argue. But when you take them, I mean...
They're crazy pills!
But within 30 minutes, you're like asleep, and it kind of shuts your mind off. I mean, there have been no dreams. None whatsoever.
That would be fun. Dreamless sleep?
Well, see, that's the thing. I kept having crazy dreams, and that's what kept waking me up.
Dreams?
So I was having crazy dreams, you know. So I guess my subconscious is trying to get at me, but... Anyway, so gave me this really cool medicine, and the funny thing was, I came home Saturday after cleaning out storage and riding around with Patrick and Jerry and listening to them argue all afternoon. came home, laid on the bed with Buddy and took a nap, and that's the first time I took a nap in the afternoon in a long time. But I did dream. I woke up having some kind of crazy dream.
Okay.
That's what woke me up about 7 o'clock at night. So then I got up and watched TV for a little bit, and then the next thing was. I was like, screw this. I'm going to bed. People started texting me at 10 o'clock. You coming out? You coming out? I'm like, no, I took my pill. I'm going to sleep.
No.
Next thing I woke up, it was Sunday morning. So, and then I went to the Chaser meeting Sunday. So
it's the CBC. The CBC group, the Chubb and Bear Chaser group. Yeah, it's a Houston-based Chaser group.
Yep, and they're looking for members. So if you're in Houston, you're a Chaser. Or you don't have to be in Houston. If you're just a chaser and you want to try to get in a group with other like-minded people, just go look them up on the CBC. They like having people from all over the world, so they are looking for people to join the group. They'd love for people local to join it so they could get out and do activities and stuff.
Yeah.
They're gonna have us out with Bear Watch some, so it's gonna be kind of cool. So it was a nice Sunday afternoon, and then I came home and Maynard came over and fell asleep on me. But while he was sleeping on me, we were watching this really bad game movie.
Oh, good Lord.
It was a gay horror movie.
It's a gay horror movie. It has to be a gay horror movie. Acting was bad.
Hellbent kind of sucked. I mean, the effects and the whole premise behind it was good, but the special effects kind of sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Was
there really the eyes?
The closest thing that's actually come to see semi-decent as in horror or kind of sci-fi type like that has been Dante's Cove, which is kind of scary because it's changed so much.
Okay.
But Darkness Falls was done by this guy. And I assume that this was a college thesis project or something that he did. And it's inspired me that I really need to do something this summer that I can make a much better horror movie, I think. So the storyline kind of sucked.
So
the acting was even worse. It was funny to watch. And there's actually two, like, 45-minute long vignettes. One was these people that were at this house, and took this guy out there for, you know, had been dating him, took him out there to spend the weekend with him, and then started telling him all these kind of ghost stories and got him scared. And then his buddy showed up, and they scared him. And then at the end, you were like, did they really get turned into monsters or something?
Yeah. That was
and the
awful.
The other one had a little bit better premise to it. There was two guys, and one was taking care of the other one. The other one had some kind of injury or illness. They never said exactly what was wrong with him, but he needed constant care. So the other guy was living with him, taking care of him, and he was quite demanding. And now, of course, the storyline is he killed him and buried him in the backyard, and then he came back. So.
So, you just spoiled it, didn't you?
Well, you know, I don't think I'm spoiling that much.
It's too predictable.
I know next Netflix is called When Darkness Falls. So.
Oh, God. It's the gayest film ever. And I think they just did it with one camera. And probably they just... You're right. It could have been just a student thesis.
Sorry, it might have been. But, you know, I'll watch a lot of gay films, and a lot of them are bad. But, you know, I still watch them to support them. Because every now and then, some of them would be very good. So,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's some very good ones out there, so there's some very bad ones too. But anyway, so what about you, Nard?
Okay,
you had a concert you went to
Friday. I watched Devo. Yeah, so Whip It. Yeah, they're old. They're in their 50s or late or 60s, I think, and they were still whipping it. pretty good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I hope I'm whipping somebody when I'm 60.
Oh, definitely. Knowing you, Ray. And then what else happened? Saturday, was it? Yeah, Saturday. I went to a pool party at Shahram. So I really did nothing much at home, just a few chores. But there's a party at Shahram in Hans. And some of the Bears, the Bio City Bears, were there. And yeah, just hanged out. It's the first pool party of the year, so that's always fun.
Now I know why I didn't get invited.
Mm-hmm. Well, clothing was not optional. So anyway, Sunday after softball, after I crashed at your place yesterday, I was just so tired. I mean, we played two games. I was there the whole day, and our team is undefeated right now. I'm happy for that. We haven't lost the game yet, so knock on wood. Yeah, so I hope that we keep going, and if we keep going and winning, and we'll be a big wiener. We'll go to Chicago for the Gay World Series. So if we ever win,
yay!
I hope so. I hope we can make it. But anyway, after that, I just wanted to watch something. I've always wanted to watch Battle LA, so I did watch that. And
you did that Sunday?
Yeah, I did it Sunday night after
you left me.
Huh?
After you left me?
No, after I went to the bars first to support a softball team, and then on the way home, I passed by the mall just to watch.
It's like
a sci-fi Hurt Locker. Mm-hmm. It's like. That's the way I could really describe it. It's a feature film. It's not a documentary type. I liked it, and the characters were pretty good. Like I said, it's like the Hurt Locker, because in the end, you know, being Marines, they just want to keep on fighting. Yeah. That's the only spoiler I can say there. Yeah.
All I got to say about Marines is bottoms up.
Mm-hmm. And then lately I've been catching up on Lost. I've been watching Lost on Netflix. So don't you spoil it for me, Ray. I know you've seen most of it, right?
Do you know what happens on Lost, man? Or do you want me to tell you?
No, don't.
Yes.
I'm going to mute you.
The plane crashes.
Oh, yeah, the plane crashes. Yeah.
And they're all really dead.
That part I know. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I got to finish watching too. I got to finish watching the last season. I think I got like the last six episodes to watch that I never watched. So,
okay. But anyway, so that's what I've been up to. Oh, some tragic update lately.
Oh yes,
yes.
I'm sure there were drag queens. Well, there's a lot of people that were sad about this.
Yeah, it's really sad. It's Elizabeth Taylor. She died at 79, at the age of 79, and everybody knows about this already. You may have been reading or read this on blogs already or news or on TV or whatever. But here's just a short blurb here. The funeral of Elizabeth Taylor has taken place just outside Los Angeles. The actress was laid to rest during a small private ceremony at the Forest Lawn Cemetery in Glendale, one day after she died of congestive heart failure. Okay, this is kind of weird, though. Her funeral started later than its scheduled time at 2 p.m. at her request, because she wanted to be late for her own funeral.
She's funny old broad, wasn't she?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, but she was classy.
Yeah, pretty classy.
And she fought for AIDS awareness back when nobody else was scared to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And Rock Hudson showed up with it. And I want to say, I need to go do some research on this, but I swear one of her children, and I want to say she had an adoptive daughter, became HIV positive. And that's when she really got active about it.
I see. Okay.
I need to, if anybody can remember that, let me know. I need to go do some research. But I think one of her kids are either a close friend of hers or something, but I want to say one of her daughters, and I want to say it was an adoptive daughter. And I don't know if it was from drug use or from a blood transfusion, but I remember her being in D.C. testifying, urging Congress to allot more money for HIV research back in the 80s or early 90s. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty sad. Many people are, you know, sad about her death. And, yeah. Well,
she's finally back with Richard Burton, so.
Yeah. Is she Is she the first one for this year?
No, somebody else is dead.
Don't they come in threes?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, my question is, I wonder if Debbie Reynolds went and spit on her grave.
Really?
Well, you know, she's still Debbie Reynolds' husband, Carrie Fisher's dad.
Oh, okay.
And then they had a very short marriage and then divorced. Yeah. Eddie Fisher.
Well, so, I don't know about that. It's not. It was before my time, Ray.
Well, she had all them husbands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has a husband, that I know. All right, so, yeah. So, rest in peace, Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes.
Okay, on with the topics, Ray. Okay, coming from the Alice last week, I don't know if we talked about this in the show. I don't think we did. But let's talk about nipple play, because we have some audience out there who... There you go. Nipple play. Yeah. Higher Ray. Hi. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Suck that tit. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you
keep playing with it, Ray. But yeah, it's okay. Ray, this is pretty much like a question for you. So, some people are into nipple play.
Yes.
And I would say, let's just say I know a person who has very sensitive nipples. That when you just touch them or squeeze them, and it becomes an ecstasy. I'm sure you've encountered people like that, Ray. So
yes,
can you tell us probably tell a story of one of your experiences that way?
Well, and I don't know that happened. If I can tell a specific story, but you come to find out that like my nipples are pretty much worthless. They're like tits on a bohawk. I mean, they're worthless. Nothing there to use them for.
Mm-hmm.
Then some boys, who remain nameless, have very sensitive nipples. And all you have to do is just, like, rub them through the shirt, and they're just, like, it just gets them going. And then they get all pissy because you start playing with them, and then you walk away, and they're just like, now you get me all horny while you walk away. But some guys, their nipples are very sensitive. Some guys, their nipples are, like, wired to their dick. As soon as you touch it, their dick's, like, rock hard. So and it changes for everybody, you know. It all depends on the sensitivity of stuff. Some guys like them to be sucked on, some guys like them to be chewed on, some guys like you just to like clamp down on them and just get as rough as hell with them. So a lot of guys like nipple clamps. A lot of guys like electro, like being shot using the violet wand on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bunch of different things, but a lot of guys like nipple play.
So, have you had the violet wand used on your nipples?
I tried it. It was like, it doesn't do anything but shock me.
Just shocking? Just shocked you?
I told you, my nipples are like worthless.
Really?
All they do is stay hard and can cut glass most days. That's about all they do.
Mine is, they are sensitive, and I like nipple play, but I've never tried anything like a violent wand. And
maybe next week you should come over and we should do that on cam and should.
Oh God! Like. No.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, we'll do that. We'll see.
All right, y'all heard that. Next week you said you'd do that. So we'll harnessed up.
No, why do I need to be harnessed?
Oh no, you got to be harnessed up.
What?
Because then you'll be like, oh no. Can't be all puss out about it.
So. Oh, good Lord. We'll see. Do I have to be blindfolded?
No, you don't have to be blindfolded. We're doing it for the show. So.
Because what can happen if I'm blindfolded, if I could see what's going on, you're just coming,
We might blindfold you then.
Huh?
We might blindfold you then.
Oh, okay. Now I'm giving you ideas. No, I don't want to be blindfolded. I want to see what's going on. But I don't know. We'll see. How many times have you used that valent wand? Has it been on other areas?
Yeah, I've used it pretty much on all over the body.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. You just kind of have to watch over the heart because you know it is electric shock that's going across there. So, but nipples down the side, legs, cock—that's all good.
Oh.
So.
On the cock, that'd be hard.
Cock, on the balls, on
no!
the
No! Just the nipples.
Feet, toads,
just the, Ray, just the nipples. Ooh, I don't know. Scary. I don't know. How about you guys? Have you tried a valent wand on your nipples? or do you like people playing?
Would you like to?
Yeah. Well, I don't know yet. We'll see. We shall see. So if you guys have experience with Valiant Ones or whatever, just
call us and tell us.
Call us 206.
You know, somebody's gonna call and gonna be like, ah, screaming in the background.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Like, that'd be great. You call in 206-222-BEAR, and then okay, Nard Ray, here's the feeling of being electrocuted with a Violent One on my nipple. And then you do that and see how you react. Okay, I don't know if that'll work. So we'll see if there are any responses. Anyway, so moving along. 2 weeks from now, I will be in Drenched Fur in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's about around April 7th.
Erie,
yeah, and we're going to do a chaser show there. Well, because most of our friends there will be chasers.
No.
There will be another time, Ray. You will. Okay, so Jeffrey and Devin will be there, and hopefully we're going to have Eric Tigerschwer. I don't know. Is that the way you say it? Tigerschwer? I like the name, but he's just a woofy, cute, awesome bear. Oh, woof. Anyway, so we might have him on the show. I think that's the plan.
Make sure you get Gary on video.
And we're going to have Gary on video,
preferably
too.
In the pool.
Oh, really?
In compromising positions.
Okay, we'll try to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's gonna be shy, but you know it's gonna be the water park, so it's not really a adult, or it's not clothing optional. You still have to behave.
Well,
yourself.
I know that, but you can still get videos and pictures of people doing stuff and then make it look compromising. It happens all the time. Look at the tabloids.
Okay, what tabloids have you been reading, Ray? Okay, the gay tabloids. Is there such a thing?
No. All tabloids are gay.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, Drenched Fur. If you guys are there, just say hello. I'd like to meet you guys.
Okay. That's right.
All right. Moving along. This. Okay, here's something.
And Maynard's going to be taking all the fur from the filter. I mean, he's going to be crocheting a blanket out of it.
Yeah, I'll do that. And then I'll put it on my chest so I'll have my own chest hair.
There you go. You can do your own little weave like some other people we know.
Chest weave.
Chest weave. Instead of a hair weave, you got a chest weave.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving along. We have a geek here, a geek story. Well, not really geek, but it's a recommendation because I myself am an iPhone user. And I've been playing this game called Zombie Cafe.
Is it where you go to the cafe and eat zombies?
No, don't eat zombies, but you control zombies. You have... See? You got zombies walking around. I don't know if you can see that. Well.
So it's kind of like Fido.
Well, not really.
The movie, kind of like the movie Fido.
No, I don't remember. I may have seen it before. You talked about it before. I remember.
Yeah, where the zombies have the collars on and they do like menial tasks and stuff.
Hmm. Well, okay. I guess that's what it is. But what happens is you own a restaurant. You get to control zombies, and they're your waiters and cooks, and you cook zombie food like hand burger and some goop or some soup or whatever. There are different kinds of food. But then if you run out of food, you can attack other restaurants so you can steal their food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, it's pretty fun. It's like okay, people like Farmville, okay? It's like crack. But this is not as annoying as Farmville. But it's fun. It's fun. You get to play around with zombies and you control them. I don't know if that's your cup of tea, right?
So you got tired of Angry Birds and now you're on to zombies, I see.
Now I'm into zombies. Or Plants and Zombies. Plants versus Zombies. Yeah, I used to play there. I still do. I still play Plants versus Zombies. It's really great on the iPad, too. And...
yeah, for those of people that own iPads, the rest of us that don't get to enjoy it.
Well, you'll get one, I guess. Maybe one of our listeners will be very generous to Ray.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so Zombie Cafe, try it out on the iPhone if you guys want to play around with your zombies. Okay. Okay, Ray, let's move on to...
Woof, what an otter.
Woof, what an otter. Okay.
We got an otter this week.
Okay.
Our woof, what an otter is Julian. You can be found on Scruff. Julian is a black male that stands 5 foot 10 inches, 150 pounds. He's a newbie chaser living in Columbia, South Carolina. He's back from my neck of the woods. Hey. He is an art model, actor. He's a little bear curious. He's just getting into all this, as he describes himself. He's always looking to branch out and try something new. He is going to give this otter thing a try. Julian's hobbies are sleep, eating, having sex, working out, whipping his long, luxurious dreadlocks around, and playing video games, stalking folks on Facebook, and taming dragons.
Sleep? Really? That's a hobby? Well, yes,
that's a hobby for me sometimes, but I can get it.
It's everybody's hobby. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. When he has free time, he doesn't mind getting naked with guys on cam. He's looking for friends and fun with occasional bad decision along the way. You can find Julian on Scruff or on Skype. And his Skype address is Ken, KENNOKUROTSUKI. I made her to post that because I sure as hell can't say it.
Kenno Karotsky.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know, but that's how I could say it. I could say it.
With my braids around.
Yeah, he's got braids in his hair.
So anyway, I talked to him for a day or two. He's pretty kind of cool.
He's bear curious.
Okay. Very good looking young man. So, and I think you got the pictures that posed that. I think I sent you a nice picture of him. So
yeah, I do.
If you like lean brothers, mm-hmm. with long luxurious hair.
Yeah,
as Whoopi described it. But no, he's just a pretty cool guy.
Can you say it, Ray? Kenno Karotsky.
Kenno Karotsky.
There you go. See, you can see it. All right. So that's our wolf and an otter. So,
that's right.
Otter, bear. Yeah.
Now on to bigger bears. Bear watch, people. It is spring. Spring is here. It's time to get registered for Bear Watch. Go to www.bearwatch.net and get registered. We got a lot going on. We have a masseuse that's going to be there. You can register online to have sessions with him at $65 an hour. You can register through the web, through Bear Watch website for that. We have a gentleman that actually makes togas, and he's going to actually be on site Friday selling togas. You can pre-order your toga. There's a link on the Bear Watch site, so you can go to his website and look at his togas and order them, and they start off at $20 and up. So if you don't feel like making your own toga, you can buy one cheap. And he's also going to have some there at Friday night to sell for the toga party. So got a lot of food, a lot of fun things planned. We got the National Leather Association Houston group. They're going to be providing lunch on the beach for us this year. So it's pretty exciting. I'm getting ready for it. I'm ready. So warming up here. The pool, apparently we've got our first pool party, so things are getting ready to go. So I think everybody's ready. So get registered. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So, yep. Mm-hmm. And a lot of food.
Just a tip, though. Those who have toga parties, please don't use bed sheets.
That's right. Don't get boring bed sheets. Because if you tear the hotel bed sheets up, that's coming at your credit card, not mine. So,
have you seen people actually use bed sheets? That's kind of tacky.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure in college I did. So.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah. So bearwatch.net. Check it out.
Bearwatch.net. That's right. And it's only $95 right now. So get registered.
Yep.
May 1st, it goes up to $125. Mm-hmm. So get registered.
Maybe one of our listeners in Dallas can come if you're curious. Well, particularly a comment that we got a comment from a listener.
We have heard from Moses on high.
Yeah, from Moses on high.
And Moses is a little confused.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the listener comment from Moses. He says here, my name is Moses. I am from Dallas, Texas, and known as a brown bear in the bear community. But I was always known as Panda. My nickname, anyway. That's what he calls himself, Panda. But usually Panda is referred to Asian bears, right?
Yeah.
But if he calls himself Panda, that's good. That's okay. I have always been... straight, right? Okay, straight. Until I started having these dreams about me and an unknown black bear. And I didn't even know about the bear community until I searched it up. I feel as if I fit in, as I am about 5'11", and a heavyset weighing in at about 320 pounds. Yeah, he's a bear, all right. And particularly hairy.
Well, you got the three things.
Yep. I'm just wondering if you guys could help a potential bear out. We're here to help. Okay.
That is our job.
Yep. How do I know for sure? How do I know for sure? Yeah. Is there any advice for me that y'all can give? I was surprised to even have found a podcast on the bear community. And I love you guys. Oh, I love you too.
Oh, both. Thank you.
Thank you. And ultimately feel that even if it turns out I'm completely straight, I'd still tune into the podcast. I just need some advice. So, Narden Ray, do your worst. And that I mean your best. Lots of whoops, Moses. Thank you, Moses. Wow. So, Ray, any words of advice for this potential bear?
Well, Moses, my suggestion would be to come down to Bear Watch.
What a way to say.
Register.
And find out.
The weekend. And you, if you can't find out if you're a gay bear that weekend, then you're probably pretty much going to be straight.
Yeah. Well, what a way to sell it, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean, it's a good way to meet a lot of bear guys.
Come to a bear run.
If you want to jump in head first and hook up and do whatever you want to, because it does happen at Bear Watch, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, hell, it happens at any bear event. I ain't seen any bear event that somebody's not having sex somewhere or hooking up with somebody, so
yep.
Or playing with somebody's nipples or something. Mm-hmm. But we, anyway. That's my suggestion. Just come to Bear Watch or any bear event. I mean, there's a bunch of them out there. You don't have to come to Bear Watch, but I highly suggest it. It's a smaller crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You don't walk in and like TBRU, there's 1,500 people there and you're like feeling overwhelmed. There's usually 200 people at Bear Watch. It's small. Everybody kind of chats, gets to know each other. It's relaxed pool at the beach time. And just meet people. I mean, that's the only way it's going to do it is meet people and see if you click with somebody and if you want to take that next step. And if you don't, then you just know that you're very gay friendly and you like big boys and you like to party with them.
I was about to ask, so Moses, do you have gay friends? Hang out with them. If you do, just hang out with them and probably go to the bars if you're really just curious. And go to parties. Go to gay parties. If your gay friends have parties, tag along and probably label yourself as bi-curious. I don't know. But I think if you are curious, you might as well surround yourself with people who are gay also. That's not necessarily right. Bears, but they could be bears. It'd be nice if they'd be bears.
And there are there's bear organizations everywhere. So
mm-hmm.
Bear clubs, go talk to them. Go yep. get interested in them. Get involved with them. So they always have socials and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I know TBRU is put on by the Dallas Bears. So.
Yeah, we can hang out with where the Dallas Bears are, or where the Dallas Eagle Bears are.
That's right.
But you know,
Dallas Eagle Bears. There you go. That's a crew right there.
Yeah, but you know, Ray, I'm thinking though, if you're just coming out, do you actually jump into a bear club immediately, or don't gay guys sometimes, you know, if they're really trying?
I don't know. It all depends on whether you want to throw yourself to the sharks or what.
Well, don't you go to the bars first or something and check out what's going on?
Well, there can be just as bad. I mean, just as scary. Excuse me, I shouldn't have said bad. It can be just as scary, I think. I mean, the first time me and Patrick, when we moved to Houston, it was Louis weekend. And we were here interviewing for the job, and we walked in the Ripcord. First time ever being there, and walked in the door, and there was some guy sitting there getting a blowjob on the speaker next to the door. We turned around and walked out and didn't go back. Didn't go back to another bar in Houston for 3 years.
Oh my God! So Louis weekend scared you, and here you are.
And now it's like, oh yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
He's giving him blood. Is that how you call giving that a blowjob? Yeah. So
let me show you.
It's all about being comfortable with it. And mm-hmm. some guys can get out there and just go with it and say, hey, I'm here. I'm queer. Let's party.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. But
either way, like but some events you can go and still have a good time, and you don't have to be gay. I mean, we've had a woman come to Bear Watch before, and she had a blast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
that's true. So Moses, I would say if you're gonna be hanging out, yeah, like I said, try it out to hang out with bear friends first.
Yeah.
So, or with gay friends.
You know, there's this website. There are several bear sites that you can get on. Bear WW.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an iPhone or Android, there's apps. There's Scruff.
There's Growler. Yeah.
There's Growler, which is on iPhone right now, and will be coming out on Android shortly, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other chat sites like that too. There's always Adam for Adam, which has got a little bit of everything. if you want to chat with people or try your first dabble at sexual experience, just use condoms, lots of them, mm-hmm. and lots of lube. So, you know, just, you got to make a decision to get out there and what you want to do. You can either just throw yourself out there. Basically, you can just pour, you know, there's that t-shirt, cover me in honey and feed me to the bears. You can go that way, or you can get out and try to meet some people.
Yeah. I agree. So,
since you're a pretty good heavy set guy, 320, there's also a group, certain groups in the city called the Big Men's Club, which are usually for guys over 300 pounds and up.
Mm-hmm.
So
this, yeah, there's a group like that here in Houston. But how about Dallas? I don't know if they have a Big Men's Club.
I don't know if they have
there.
One in Dallas. They might.
There so. Wasn't. There's one here in Houston.
There's conventions for guys that are. There's called.
Convergence. Moses, check out Convergence
really
also.
Guys. It's like 300 pounds and up. So you got, you know, you're partying with the bigger boys, and then you got the chasers that like to chase the chubs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
but he did say he's got these dreams about a black bear. Yeah, there are black chubs, right?
Yeah, so
yeah,
so and they're a black bear. So you just gotta get out there and find them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them probably on the down low, you know, but you can find them. They'd be yeah. out there.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be hitting me up all the time.
Yeah. So Moses, good luck. I hope you.
Yes, good luck.
I hope you part ways soon. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's Moses.
Yeah, and all joking aside, I mean, we're kind of joking about it, but until you take that first step out there and try to figure out who and what you are, you'll never know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you got to take that step and make that experience. And you know what? The first time you go out there, it might be bad. You might get slapped in the face and ignored and blah 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 whatever. And people just might be mean and nasty. But you know, not every group and not every person is like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
not everyone. Just prepare for the worst and hope for
the
best.
It's like trying to figure out how to date in high school mm-hmm. when you're 13. Or 14, and you want to ask that girl out, and you're like, well, if I ask her out and she don't like me, what do I do? Blah, blah, blah. You know, that whole scenario. That's kind of what it's like.
Yeah. If that happens, tell us what happens to you and
yeah, so
and email us again. Okay, Ray. So good luck, Moses.
And if we have any black bears that are in Dallas that would like to bring Moses out and part the waters for him, let us know. Maybe we can match y'all up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. I know someone from Connecticut. Mm.
They're in Connecticut.
It's pretty far, though, from Dallas.
Maybe give them somebody nice to talk to. So.
Yeah, on the Growler or something, or on your chat sites, paper chat sites. Okay, so...
Moses.
Yeah, good luck, Moses. Okay, so I guess we're going to close this now, Ray. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And a few shout-outs. Yeah, shout-out to Moses and Robert and Darren from Louisiana. So if you guys are watching and listening, welcome to the show.
Yep. Shout-out to John and what's his name? Oh, Kyle. That's what his name is, Kyle.
Could you forget Kyle's name?
Oh, I didn't. I was just messing with Kyle because I know he's going to listen to the show tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
For coming and helping clean up storage, and Patrick, as always. So.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, so you know.
That's right. And shout out to Bill, to also from San Francisco. Okay, so I'll talk to you. Well, I'll talk to you. Well, we gotta go. I mean, I got confused. I was thinking about Bill.
It is a take.
Okay, let's get out of here, Ray. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send us your emails at show@bearpodcast.com, or you can call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Call in, talk to Moses, tell Moses, give Moses some advice.
Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah, that's right. If you have,
right.
Yeah, if you're
right. If you have some advice for Moses, tell, you know, say Moses, say, you know, I just come out, blah blah blah, whatever. So,
or Moses, maybe I can have your number. Something like that. Let me call
you. If any of y'all going to the memorial service for Elizabeth Taylor, call us and tell us how it was, who all the stars were going to be there and stuff. So,
but it's a private.
You know, they just, well, no, the funeral was private, but there's going to be a big memorial service.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be flowers in the front. Yeah, that's right.
So,
okay, so.
If there's any other bad gay movies I should see, call us and let us know.
Bad gay movies. Okay, so follow us on Facebook and do a like. I really have a fan page. Facebook.com/bearpodcast. Also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/bearpodcast. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. You can leave your comments there too. All right. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.